Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A breaking development just occurred, and it's going to be an exciting election. Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer, just announced to run for the Senate seat of Ron Johnson. Sarah Godlewski. Now, she is the third candidate to announce formally. I would say the third major candidate. There have been a couple of other candidates who have popped out of the bushes, but of the three major candidates, the first one who announced was Tom Nelson. He announced back in October. Tom Nelson is the county executive of Outagamie County. That would be Appleton, that area. He is a former state assemblyman, and also he was a lieutenant governor nominee for the Democratic Party, along with Tom Barrett, governor of Milwaukee, as the gubernatorial candidate, and back when they ran against Scott Walker. So he's a legitimate formidable candidate. Another legitimate formidable candidate, Alex Lazary. Alex Lazary is a vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. He was central to the committee that brought the Democratic National Convention to Milwaukee this last summer. Now, what happened was COVID intervened, and as a result, there were minimal involvement of Milwaukee in that particular convention. You know, there were some speeches given here and so forth, but that was not the fault of anybody. That was the virus. But to have gotten that convention here at all, given the size of our city, I mean, they want X hotel room, what, 50,000 hotel rooms, not just for delegates and alternates and guests, you know, not just for media, including international media, but also for, it really is sort of like the Super Bowl on steroids. It's the Final Four on steroids. There were rooms booked in Madison. Now, remember, this is in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee. There were rooms booked in Madison. O'Hare Airport, the California delegation was going to be at O'Hare Airport. Sheboygan, of course, Racine, Kenosha, all through Waukesha, would have filled every motel and hotel in that radius from Milwaukee. It's a great accomplishment. And Alex Lazary did that, and he is a vice president of the Milwaukee Bucks. His father is one of the investors that kept the Bucks here. Herb Cole is the guy who saved the Bucks back in the mid-1980s. When he bought the franchise, is about to get out of town. So we're very grateful to Herb Cole, former senator, but obviously Alex Lazary had a lot to do with keeping it here. The third one, Sarah Godlewski. Now, Sarah Godlewski is a state treasurer. She has a very strong, impressive background. She is running. She's from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I saw in her papers, fifth generation, the Flynns and my mother's family, the Monahans, were probably being hunted by the English in Ireland back, whatever that is, about 1810. And they had to get out of town, okay? They had to get out of town and get to the United States. But apparently her folks were up in Eau Claire, which is amazing. I'm going to talk about this some more, but I want to go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling, Wisco Paul, and congratulations, you win a T-shirt. So at the end of it, give your address, best address, to Luke. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul? Wisco Paul, my friend, what's on your mind today? Okay, Wisco Paul, come on back on when you can, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you got to say. You always have something good to say. So anyway, Sarah Godlewski is in this race. It's going to be a heck of a race. Sarah Godlewski, Alex Lazary, and Tom Nelson. And are there going to be others? Well, hell yes. Heck yes, there will be. The primary is in August of 2022. You think that's long enough in the distance? 2022? 16 months away is the primary. 19 months away is the election, November of 2022. Plenty of time. May not remember, but back in 2010, when Ron Johnson ran against Russ Feingold, Ron Johnson didn't even announce till the May Republican convention that year, May, and the election was in November. 6 months in advance. No one ever heard of him. Ron Johnson, who's Ron Johnson? That helped him because people didn't know much about him. If they'd known a lot about him, he wouldn't have won. But he ran, and unfortunately got in. And it was not Russ's fault. I mean, 2010, there are these tsunami elections, these cataclysmic elections, all going to give you some years for each party. And I'm not going to get into the explanation of why. If anybody wants that, they can call offline. 2010 was a monster year for Republicans. Monster year. 1994 was a monster year for Republicans. 1980 was a monster year for Republicans. 1958 was a monster year for Democrats. They had a monster year, frankly, 2006, the Democrats, and also in 2018. So you get these monster years. I don't care how strong a swimmer you are. You can't swim into a hurricane. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Navy SEAL. You can't swim into a hurricane. And that is what happened. That is what happened with Russ Feingold. And that's how Ron Johnson got in. But anyway, this is a different story. I don't know if 2022 is going to be a tsunami year for anybody. I don't know who's going to be sniffing around. Donald Trump is sniffing quite a bit, backing people. He said, run, run, run. This is going to be a referendum on Trump and the big lie and a lot of other things. Okay, we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're back online, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick. First of all, it was kind of cool to watch Voss get slapped down yesterday, and that was a good job by Tony. The man deserves it because he's out of touch with Wisconsin people.
Speak up a little, Paul. You're a little on the light side.
I'm going to talk about Voss yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah, it was nice to see him. It was nice to see Tony take care of the man yesterday. He thinks he has more power than he really does. And second of all, it's nice to see Sarah running for the U.S. Senate. We have a group of good candidates, and I think any one of them can beat Rojo. And that's about all I got. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. No, you hit the nail on the head, as always. And I think that's right. And I think that this is going to be a referendum. Races are usually a referendum on the incumbent when the incumbent runs. We do not know if Ron Kind's going to get in. If he does, he'll be an 800-pound gorilla. He is a congressman, and he's been in a while. He's on the, I think, Ways and Means Committee, and very well-regarded guy. He'd be a very strong candidate. We'll see what happens. The funny thing is, it's not clear at this point if Ron Johnson is going to run. He says he wants to run. He's sniffing like a dog on a log. You take a poocher up to the Chequamegon Forest and let him go, and he's going to have a good time, okay, sniffing under logs and all this. That's the way Ron Johnson is. He's off the leash, sniffing around the state. However, he has a problem. He has a Trump problem. He has a real Trump problem, and he thinks that'll help him if there's a primary, but it'll hurt him in the general election if this is a referendum on Trump again. Now, a fellow named Gallagher out of Green Bay, more moderate Republican, and all of the Republican establishment want him to run. They think he'd be strong. The thing about Gallagher is he has what's called the Trump problem in a primary. If he runs against Ron Johnson in a primary and Trump comes in and says, I want Ron Johnson, Gallagher is going to be swimming upstream. Gallagher also is a little too cagey for my taste, a little too cagey. What he did was the House put in a resolution condemning QAnon. Why are they condemning QAnon? Because QAnon is bat feathers crazy. That's why. And because they're traitors to the United States, they peddle conspiracy theories. And Gallagher abstained. He didn't vote on it. He was trying to be quite sly and cagey. Sly and cagey doesn't work. You know something, Bill Proxmire, my mentor, was not sly and cagey. He was a good man. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.